I think that if Tiger can, just play reasonably well to tee to green with his short game and stuff, he'll be in contention. I mean, the thing that's happened with Tiger is that he's been away from the game, and while he's away from the game, all these young kids have come along and learned how to play and learned how to win and had the experience of winning and believe they can play. So he's got he doesn't have the fear factor that he had when he was playing, because those kids look at, oh, here comes Tiger, and they all folded up their tents and went home. Well, they don't fold up their tents anymore because they've all learned how to win and learned how to play. So even though Tiger, I think, will play very well, he's got a lot of competition. I'm delighted to see Phil back. I've said to Phil a couple of years ago, I said, Phil, you know, your resume is not complete till you get the Memorial Tournament. He says, I know it. I'll be there. I'll see you there. And he's been here every year. So I'm pleased to have Phil back. And in one of these years, he may pop right through here too. So you've got some of the older folks, you might say, with Tiger and Phil now, like the Tiger referring to him as an older folk. He is an experienced guy, and I expect him to play well. I expect Phil to play well. And we've got a lot of young guys that are really playing well right now. I turn around and I think I know most all of them, and all of a sudden I see the tournament coming in. There's a new two or three guys that I've never seen before, never heard of. And I said, look at their swings, and I say, wow, what great golf swings. I never met Xander Schauffele until this week. I'd seen him play quite a bit on television, and because I sat down and talked to him a little bit, I guess maybe yesterday morning or maybe Sunday morning, I can't remember. I think it was Sunday, actually. And, you know, what a beautiful golf swing he's got and how well he's done to start with. And there's a lot of those guys that are really got beautiful golf swings and they get good games and are learning how to play the game and are learning how to win. So getting back, that I'd love to see Tiger play well, really would. But I see all these other guys. It's going to be a good tournament. And I think the whole year is going to be interesting because you got the same thing every week.
Jack, just on Tiger there, I know you've talked about this a little bit before, but how surprised are you that we're coming up on 10 years since he won a major?
Well, time flies when you're having fun, or sometimes when you're not having fun, too. And I don't think Tiger's had a lot of fun the last 10 years. I would hate to have been through what he's been through, because he's been through a lot. And I think that he is a tough competitor. He's a hard worker. And he's still driven, so that's why I've never counted him out. Nobody's ever said, "How's your record, Jack?" You know, how do you think? I said, if Tiger comes back and plays, I still think he's got a shot at breaking my record. But you know, whether he does or he doesn't, even with 10 years passing, it doesn't make any difference. I think he's still a great athlete and a great golfer.
Any further questions, Doug?
Jack, when you mentioned that Tiger being away for chunks of time and allow these other players to come through and learn how to win, et cetera, would that have happened anyway, do you think, with just age? Process?
I think that a lot of Tiger's success was during the years when he didn't have a lot of guys pushing him. But a lot of Tiger's success with guys pushing him was because he was always there and he pushed them out. So, you know, part of winning, Doug, is winning breeds winning. And if you're not used to winning, or you're not used to being in a position to win, then and you don't ever have the experience of it, you don't ever learn how to get it done. So with Tiger having his problems, all these other young guys had the opportunity to learn how to win. And so when he comes back, all of a sudden he's got 10 guys that learned how to win while he was gone and have learned how to win repeatedly. And so that, all of a sudden, that becomes a new competition. Before, I mean, when you look back and look at when he was winning, when he was in his late 20s, I think there was only one other guy, at one point there was only one other guy below 30 that even won a tournament. And certainly none of them had won multiple tournaments. How many of you got under 30 that won multiple tournaments now? A whole bunch. Huh? Well, I don't know. What, he probably got, what would you say, more. Seven or eight guys?
At least.
Yeah. And so these guys are all now, these guys are seasoned veterans, which you can't become a seasoned veteran until you learn how to do it. And that's what they did. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, as silly as this might sound, does Tiger need to learn how to win again?
Sure. Absolutely. We all have to learn how to win again. I remember in 86 Masters, I hadn't won for a couple of years. And, you know, I got to the last round, and I got into the back nine, and I kept struggling. I couldn't get really going the front nine. And finally, I made a putt at nine, and finally, I remembered how to play. But I struggled with learning how to play, and I hold a couple of putts, and all of a sudden, you know, you'll remember, particularly if you've been a champion at one time, you'll remember, and you have that to draw on. And that's what I had to draw on. Tiger has it to draw on, but he's got to get through the barrier of not having done it for a while. And when you haven't won, that always happens. And that's human nature. But when you got a guy that's as good as he is and as competitive as he is, he'll break through that barrier. I mean, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Tiger win this week. Not at all. I mean, I think he's playing well. I think he loves the golf course. He's always played well here. And his remembrance of what he's done here will come back into his head. That will help him play better.